USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A senior U.S. defense official says that Russian missiles have crossed into NATO member Poland, killing two people in a village near the Polish-Ukrainian border. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder asked during Tuesday's briefing about the United States' commitment to their NATO partnership.
You know, as I mentioned, we're looking into these reports, don't have any information to corroborate them at this time, so I don't want to speculate or get into hypotheticals. When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory.
House Republicans back Kevin McCarthy as Speaker in a closed-door meeting, a key step he needs moving forward to win the gavel, with the result also showing that he has more work to do to win the full vote of the chamber on the floor next year. This as Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott announced a challenge to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in a closed-door party lunch on Tuesday, the first such opposition the Senate GOP leader is facing in 15 years at the helm. A tragedy over the weekend down in Dallas is going to take some time to sort out.
The federal investigation of the deadly mid-air collision of two World War II planes in Dallas over the weekend could take up to 18 months. Six people were killed when a Bell P-63 King Cobra crashed into a B-17 during the Wings Over Dallas air show on Saturday before thousands of spectators. The National Transportation Safety Board says GPS from the P-63 and an electronic flight display from the B-17 have been recovered, but both are damaged. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't saying much about former President Trump ahead of his expected announcement of a presidential run. However, the governor is contrasting his success with those of Trump-endorsed candidates in last week's midterm elections.
Really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks?
Amazon is announcing around 10,000 layoffs.
As inflation continues to plague the American economy, Amazon is preparing layoffs that could total about 10,000 workers as the company continues broad cost-cutting. Amazon's layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, are targeted for corporate employees and could affect Amazon's devices business, which includes Alexa products, as well as human resources and retail. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker will face off once again in Georgia's runoff elections next month. As new senators-elect are welcomed into the Capitol building this week, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Republicans hope they are not yet done welcoming new colleagues.
I'm proud to welcome members of what will be the 118th Congress freshman class. I hope sincerely that each of our incoming colleagues will embrace the honor of this immense responsibility.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.